Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. This is our first program of the year in 2011. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us here at bbsradio.com, worldwide live internet radio, number one worldwide live internet radio. So thank you for tuning in tonight. I'm always excited, you know, to bring you the loving messages and intentions of the angels and the archangels. And first of all, I do want to invite the angels. So we are grateful for your light. We ask you to bring forth your loving guidance. Fill us with grace tonight. Thank you, angels. So tonight I do have a special guest. But before I introduce my special guest, the angels brought us a new message that I would like to express. And this is a new message of light and of hope. So the angels say that when kindness is around us, when we are kind, or when we receive kindness, it is a feeling of warmth. And the warmth is the light of what angels are made of. You know, the warmth, like the sun is about to come out, and it reminds us that our spirit is powerful, and it gives us divine sparks of hope. And so the angels inspire us with hope. Hope is that magnetic quality that attracts the great and inspires beauty and goodness into our life. Angels want us to be in that spirit of life. You know, not only during the holidays are we expected to be in the spirit of light, but we can be and continue to be in that light every day. If by any chance you're feeling sad or gloomy, always ask your angels for their assistance and for their help, and be assured that they will promptly wrap you in loving spirit of love. So angels support us in strengthening the bond of love with our divine source, with God. So when we ask the angels to be in our life, they fill our hearts with love and peace. And when there is love in our hearts, we radiate that love, that light, and that peace into our world. So now, talking about radiating love and light into the world, our special guest tonight on Angels Are Near Us is Jonas Elrod. And Jonas is producer, director, and composer. He has been in the film industry for more than 10 years, working as a producer, director, and composer on various projects, including music videos, documentaries, commercials, and short films. Based in New York, Jonas co-ran the award-winning production company Rock Hard Films. And during his time there, Jonas worked on all aspects of production, ranging from director, producer, and editor. So his second film, which is Wake Up, follows his own personal journey, looking for spiritual truth and meaning after going through a very radical spiritual awakening. This film is very moving. I have seen it. And it chronicles his journey across the country with his girlfriend to seek answers, in an effort to understand what reality lies behind the veil that separates our world from other dimensions. Jonas was leading an ordinary life until he woke up one day into a new reality, and suddenly he could see angels and demons and auras. So all this is what he will talk about. So without further delay, I would like to welcome Jonas on Angels Are Near Us. Hi, Jonas.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being on, because I know that You're on the East Coast time, and it's a bit late for you?
Oh, no, it's all right. I'm a bit of a night owl. So,
okay. Perfect. I love that. So, you know, I did watch the film, and maybe a lot of listeners have not seen it, or they have, but let's start by just saying, how did it come about? How did you realize you were going to work on this project?
Well, I think you kind of summed it up pretty well. I mean, what had happened was I had an experience one night 6-7 years ago on Valentine's Day where I started to see spirits and different entities and auras and things you described. And it lasted, I guess the first awakening experience lasted about 7 hours. And during those 7 hours, these spirits told me to expose what was happening. And about 8 months later is when me and my co-director, Chloe Kresge, started filming Wake Up. And we didn't really know what we were supposed to do, but I was trying to follow directions as best I could. And it was a documentary that tracked 4 years of my life looking for answers on what had happened to me, what this meant, and then really asking the big questions. Why am I here? Who am I? What is God? That sort of thing. So it was a very epic undertaking for me and my team. And we looked into scientific theory on what this meant, to mystical theories on what this was. And, you know, we kept going until we found answers.
What surprised you most about making the film?
What surprised me?
Yeah, what surprised you most while you were making the film?
You know, I couldn't say. I mean, when this happened to me, it was obviously quite a shock because I never really subscribed that this stuff was real. And what little I did know about a bigger picture was from growing up as a Christian. Needless to say, these experiences really kind of shattered my earlier belief systems. But it was very surprising and shocking to know that these different worlds existed and these different spirits and entities and angels or demons, that they were indeed real. And it was very much a mind-blowing experience trying to understand and meeting other people who had these experiences and meeting, you know, shaman and healers and psychics and all that. I wasn't exposed to that before taking on this project.
Absolutely. You know, when I want to really congratulate you for doing this DVD. I think it brings so much more awareness. As you know, people talk about the new consciousness and awakening, but not a lot of people know of it. I remember when I was watching the DVD, the movie here in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon. You had a lot of experts. I know that you included interviews with renowned scientists and mystics and teachers. And one of them is Llewellyn Von Lee. And
yes.
I remember he asked you what this really meant for you. Know what is it that is going on in your life? What does it mean to you? And how he saw the divinity in you. That was, for me, very, it was beautiful, you know, that he saw that divinity in you because something was really being born, that divineness was coming out in you.
Yeah, I mean, Llewellyn Von Lee, he's a Sufi mystic, and, you know, he's had these experiences for the majority of his life, and he when this opened up, I was very much stuck in the kind of the paranormal or supernatural aspects, as it were. It was all brand new to me. It was, like I said, it's very shocking and surprising. But he was really good at kind of turning me to look more inward and look at even a bigger picture than that. I think what happens is some people kind of get stuck in those levels. And, you know, so every expert we met kind of got me a little bit closer to the truth that I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was definitely very instrumental in that.
How, I know you have the relationship with your girlfriend, Mara, and were you surprised how Mara was changing through the film?
Was that a surprise about her
changing? About how she was changing, because she didn't understand what you were going through, I believe, and that you were, you know, trying to relate that to her. But I feel that through the film, she started changing and seeing things differently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, Mara starting out, I guess, was a little bit skeptical, and I completely understand where she's coming from. I often reverse the roles, and if my girlfriend came home saying, hey, I'm seeing this, and I had this premonition on this, and a voice told me this, mm-hmm. The rational mind will definitely question that, and that's not what we're taught as acceptable as a culture. And, you know, most white guys from suburbia don't really have these experiences. That's kind of the point of view at the time. I felt like it kind of documents both of our journeys going through. It's kind of like the Scully Mulder relationship or the John Locke, Jack Shepherd relationship, where she kind of held a piece for me and I kind of held a piece for her. But we were really blessed how everything came out. It was a documentary. It wasn't a script. It was just wherever it happened. And Chloe and I, my producer, Steve Utinski, we filmed for years upon years to capture these moments. And, it's all real. What happened, happened.
Exactly. That is that's part of what I feel it's so courageous that you just put it out there and exactly showed your feelings and showed what you were going through. So at this time, has your life changed, very much after you have received this information or this new gift, or could you call it a new gift in your life?
I could now. At the beginning of Wake Up, I definitely had mixed feelings on it. It was a gift and a curse. I think if people were even open to these type of experiences, I think they're often romanticized. And that's not my experience. I mean, it takes a lot of hard work to understand the ground and to keep the ego in check from feeling special or feeling like a victim. And in the first year of having a spontaneous awakening, I definitely hit both ends of the spectrum. But as far as my life changing, I feel like it changes every day. I'm really trying to commit to do a lot of internal work and to clean up. And I feel incredibly blessed by these experiences. The film's been out for a couple months, and I get a lot of emails. I have the nicest compliment on the film because we really are documenting this guy, which happens to be me, kind of stumbling and kicking to understand what's going on. And they were saying, we really appreciate it because it's like a real movie. It's not just a bunch of people lecturing to me. It's we're kind of stumbling along with you to understand as well. So we feel very blessed by the feedback we've been getting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the parts of the movie, I remember you're seeking advice of also doctors and psychiatrists, right? And I felt, that you were very feeling a little bit burdened about this and how, you were able to tell them, well, there's a blue light in back of you or something like that. And we feel the perplexity that you were going through. I think we all did when we watched the film. And but you said something very nice. You said, I really don't think it's nothing to be afraid of. I think it's something beautiful. It can be, right? If when you overcome the fear.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we all have an innate fear of the unknown. And for me, I mean, it kind of came crashing through it. So there was a lot of beauty attached, and there was also fear because it was just so radical from anything I'd ever known. When, you come home and you say you're seeing this stuff and hearing these voices and having these, I guess, visions, the rational, same thing to do is obviously, get a psychological evaluation, which I did, get an MRI, which I did, to make sure nothing was triggering in the brain because, it could have easily been a medical thing. I think I was very lucky early on where the dots were being connected for me, where information would be passed along to me, and then a week or a day or a month, these things would come to pass. These were very spontaneous, but it was definitely confirmation. And like I said, this is coming from a guy that never really believed in this stuff until it happened. When I heard about psychics and mediums and healers and channels, say, a month before this opened up, I wouldn't have rolled my eyes at it, but I certainly wouldn't have been I just wasn't really a believer in that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. All this really did come as a shock. But, you know, it's as real as anything else. You know, I think that this is kind of one of the big taboos in this country where people do have these spontaneous awakenings. They often feel isolated because they don't really know who to talk to. And judging by maybe your religious background or, mm-hmm. you know, your belief system, this can be very alarming for some people. I feel very fortunate that I've been around a lot of people that are very open to this or perhaps had their own experiences. And I think with Screen Wake Up, a lot of people feel like they've been in the closet for so long and feel relieved to hear someone talk about this. So that's what we put out. That's what we aim for. And things have been going really good thus far.
Absolutely. Very, very interesting. And I really want to encourage everyone to see the movie. So let me give out the website. If our listeners, you know, are interested in having more information, they can even watch the trailer. It's wakeupthefilm.com, and you can get more information there. So we're going to take a small break right now, and we will be opening the lines. If you have any questions for Jonas or if you have seen the film, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Let me give out those numbers. It's 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. We will return in just a minute. Thanks.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
BBSRadio.com.
And we are back. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us on BBSRadio.com. And tonight we have a special guest, which is Jonas Elrod. And we will be opening the lines if you want to ask your questions to Jonas. We're talking about the film Wake Up, which is very interesting. And while we get a caller, Jonas, I'm going to keep on asking you questions. You were talking about how our spiritual beliefs sometimes hold us back with this new information, or if we do have some kind of awakening, our spiritual beliefs kind of, you know, hold us because we grew up, you know, knowing something else. And I'll just, you know, a little bit of my experience is that I grew up as a Catholic, and, you know, being very close to the church and seeing how the rules were, they were not very, I was not very convinced all the time. I remember I was very young when I used to go to church, and my imagination would just start, you know, going somewhere else. Like, you know, there's something more than this. I know there's a God behind this prayer. I know there's something greater that I just couldn't see, that I wanted to see, and I wanted to know more about it. And so I was always looking and looking for more, but I know that I was limited in a way. And when I started opening up to the angel world, which I love my angels, and I started studying more, and I felt their presence, I knew there was, you know, there was, wow, something bigger. But in your experience, you said that you also, you grew up as a Christian, right?
I did. That's correct.
And did you see, do you still feel that those basic spiritual beliefs are in you, or have they dispersed in some way?
Well, a lot of my previous religious programming is, kind of receded and dissolved. I believe in certain points of all religions, but anything that kind of teaches fear and separation, I really try to take myself out of. And unfortunately, I still see a lot of fear and separation with a lot of organized religion, which is a shame because, a lot of stuff they teach has been right on with the experiences I've had. There's not much I can do about that other than have patience and know that everything ends up in the same place.
Absolutely. You know, we have a caller, Jonas. Let me see. Tony from Portland. Hello? Hi, Tony. What's your question tonight? Sure.
I actually watched the film as well, and I thought it was a terrific film. And then it made me wonder a lot of things because I also grew up religious, Catholic. Mm-hmm. And then you get all this information from your religious guides or, priests or whatever it is you have in your life growing up religious, and they teach you about angels and demons and, what they mean to us. And I guess my question to you is, are those accurate as far as religious teaches you? I mean, are angels here to to help us be better, and are demons here to tempt us to do evil things towards each other or, ourselves?
Hey, Tony. I mean, yes, from my perspective, I mean, there's light and dark here, and there's light and dark in these other realms. And I've seen things that would be in Catholicism or Christianity, but I've also seen things that are also associated with other religions. But from my perspective, beings of light or angels or whatever you want to call them, I mean, they're certainly here to help us and assist us. And there are also, unfortunately, lower forms that are here to scare us or distract us or whatever that may be. So, from that point of view, organized religion, that stuff has been spot on in my experiences. But like I said earlier, some of the other stuff has not been accurate. But, I'm still figuring this out as I go. I just, through seeing this, I mean, I definitely see light and dark and how that's represented outside of just our physical world. So, praying to specific energies or angels or whatever, it definitely is a helpful thing to do. I would definitely recommend it.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to add to that, Tony, if I may, I'd like to add just a little bit. Angels, and if you grew up in the Catholic Church, angels were presented to us in that religion. But really, there's so many beings of light out there, and just to help us. And of course, I teach about the angels, and their purpose is to love us and to help us and to guide us. And to be our companions as our guardian angels. But like Jonas said, there's also that negative part that we have to see. There's always both sides. And again, praying and being in meditation, I think, is a great way to be in the light and to protect yourself as well. So thank you so much for calling, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
You're welcome.
So that was interesting. Do you have a particular spiritual practice, Jonas? Meditation. I remember in the film you went to a Buddhist center of meditation. Was it?
Yes, I went to visit the Roshi Joan Halifax out of Mexico, and we stayed there for a few days and. It was very, very inspiring and insightful. As far as spiritual practices, I mean, yes, I meditate, but meditation is kind of something I had to adopt through meditation. I learned how to control these senses and turn them off or turn them on or tone it up or down when appropriate. When this first opened up, I had no idea. I really was like waking up behind a speeding car and had, with a truck on fire, trying to figure out how the hell to navigate through this. But meditation has been a really amazing practice on multiple levels. So that's kind of what I do.
Well, that's great, because it's a wonderful way to be in contact with the divine. For me, it's been very helpful. Could you, I don't know if you could tell us about maybe the beautiful energies you have seen. Have they been angels? Since, you know, I love angels, and I'm intuitive, because I feel I'm clairaudient and I'm more clairsentient. I'm more a feeler, and I've seen, you know, some visions of light and energies around me and other people. But what has your experience been in relation to maybe seeing angels?
Well, I mean, I've seen it before. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of them, but I saw, or at least what I perceive, and I trust my perception, years ago, what, you know, appeared to be angels. And I've seen some, I guess, years later. It's certainly not something I see monthly or daily or yearly, but I do see a lot of what I would just call light, you know, beings of light. I'm not really sure what they're called, but mm-hmm. I see them around people, and I see them, you know, seems like they're trying to intervene and help. You know, sorry, I'm kind of tongue-tied with this. I mean, I definitely see a lot of light down mm-hmm. here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel now that, or do you know the purpose why they've been around you?
Well, you know, I guess every religion, and I guess it's kind of the New Age community as well. I mean, everyone has what I would call helpers. Some people call them guardian angels or spirit guides or mm-hmm. whatever you want to call. I mean, you know, this, in my experience, is a real thing. I mean, people have helpers, cheerleaders, people trying to direct them in the right way around us. I mean, everyone does. And so, you know, that's a great comfort to know this. You know, a lot of people feel so detached and alone, and regardless if you believe in this stuff or not, it doesn't negate the fact that it is real. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a real thing, just as much as I'm sitting in this chair talking to this computer to you. It's real. And, you know, I don't really know what else to say about it. I mean, some people get very testy or almost angry talking about these things, that these things can't appear to just a mere common person, but that doesn't seem to be the fact at all. And if what I'm finding out, and probably you, that a lot of people are having these spontaneous awakenings where they are tapping into something greater than what their five senses can tell them, which really is a beautiful thing. Giving a lot of people a lot of comfort and hope. I mean, you know, man's greatest fear is what? You know, that of death. And when you can see past this veil that this is just a dream within a dream within a dream, it can definitely lessen the anxiety around that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's incredible how more and more people have been opening up and waking up. But at the same time, there's many who have not. And so I believe that you talking about this, bringing this to everyone's awareness, will maybe help open up, you know, more that consciousness. I remember also one part of the film where you're with one of the teachers. I can't remember his last name, where he's talking about the global consciousness, and right. That we're all one, and we're all interconnected.
And what's so amazing about that, Linda, is that's our science talking. That's Roger Nelson,
okay.
A professor and a scientist. I mean, what he's saying is what, you know, ancient traditions, mystical traditions have been saying forever. That's mm-hmm. science saying this, which for some people, just depending on how they're wired, I mean, that's their favorite part of the film, because that's a scientist saying this. It's not some cat with a toga on a mountaintop mm-hmm. talking mm-hmm. this. And what Chloe and I got really lucky with is a lot of the science was saying a lot of the same things that the spiritual community was saying, and vice versa. You know, I mean, I never thought a million years I would hear the same things come out of their mouths. But yeah, it is the idea that we're all interconnected. It is one consciousness split up into, what, 7 billion people on the planet, not to mention the animals and the plants. So if you can really get shifting and hold that truth, I mean, it can change everything. Unfortunately, we're taught so much fear and separation. That's a hard thing to get around to. Mm-hmm. But I think we're making definitely positive strides to that understanding. Like I said, Chloe and I, while making Wake Up, we met so many people that just would have these spontaneous awakenings and really be blessed with truth. Now, holding that truth and integrating that into your life is not an overnight process, but it's still a beautiful, beautiful thing that I've seen over and over.
It is. It is. I really love that we are opening up to it, and I think it's time. You know, it's time to be really aware that there's a higher awareness, you know, that we need to be looking at. And it all unites us. It's a great connection. And like you're saying, these are guides and spirit guides and angels and light beings that are helping us through this journey. So I think we're going to take another little break, see if people can call in. And that number, toll-free, is 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602. We will be back in one moment.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres, every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1, here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/PeggyLee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Hello there, this is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, and we are back with our special guest, Jonas Elrod, and we are talking about Wake Up, the film. So, Jonas, I know that there will be more screenings in Oregon. I think the dates are January 9th and 16th, but you will not be present, right, in those screenings?
Not for those. I may come back later on in a couple months. Always like come out to Portland as it is, but we screened, I guess, a few weeks ago, and the screen went really great. We had a big Q&A at the end, and you know, we'd like to invite people to come out and check it out.
It was wonderful. I was there, so I was just very, very excited to see the film and to meet you. So, do you have other dates around the United States? Because there's a lot of people in the States listening to us. Do you have any?
I know well, you can always check out wakeupthefilm.com or okay. See us on Facebook. We're playing some dates in Arizona and I think Santa Fe and Albuquerque and Salt Lake City. And we're still putting together the tour for 2010, but I mean, I'm sorry, wow, 2011.
2011.
Time and space continuum all the time. So we're hoping to get a little bit of everywhere this year, but please write us if you want us to come to town. Drop us a line and let us know. You can like I said, reach us at wakeupthefilm.com.
Exactly. That's the best place to go to know more about the film, to know about Jonah's films and work. It's wakeupthefilm.com. So coming to a close, Jonas, what would be the biggest message for you, for our listeners on the film or on your experience?
Well, I think that, you know, someone could sit down and watch Wake Up and they just left questioning what they've been taught or what they believe their entire life. I think that's an amazing thing. You know, sometimes our personal beliefs are hard to get through, and due to that I have these experiences on a day-to-day basis, it really forced me out of my comfort zone. And whether, you know, you're more of a science person or a spiritual person, it doesn't really matter. I think that there's just so much information, so much truth that came through for me personally, and that seems to be the case with the screenings. That would be simply amazing. And if we can start moving out of this, the whole fear and separation, that would be a huge evolutionary step. And I guess the big takeaway for me with making this film and being in this film was just understanding that it is just one thing happening. It is one consciousness. It is one thing interacting down on this planet. You know, 7 billion people. It's really one thing. When people can really get to that place, and me personally, it takes a lot of work. You know, some of the things that we call trouble or drama, they just kind of recede. They kind of go away because you kind of get that it's not exactly what you thought it was. I hope that doesn't sound too new agey or airy fairy. That's certainly not my intent. But
No.
It's been amazingly helpful for me to navigate through life. And we think that Wake Up can offer, you know, a lot of answers and a lot of inspiration for anyone that wants to take this path. I had a great quote earlier today. It's like, regardless if you know or not you're on a spiritual path, you are. It doesn't matter that you don't know this. And that simply seems to be the case. I mean, when I was agnostic or even maybe borderline atheist at one point, I was still on the path. I just didn't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's incredibly inspiring.
It's very inspiring, and the movie is very inspiring, extraordinary. Right now, I was just remembering also a quote from a philosopher. He was a Swedish philosopher. His name was Swedenborg, Emanuel Swedenborg, and he was a theologian also. But he said, "I am well aware that many will say that no one can possibly speak with spirits and angels or beings of light as long as he is living in the physical body. But I am deterred by none of these, for I have seen, I have heard, and I have felt." So I remember reading some of his lectures, and, you know, he always says there are two worlds, the spiritual world and the physical world. But we all can always be in both if we open up to that world, like you're saying. There is an awakening, and each of us are so unique, and we will do it differently, and we will experience it maybe differently, but the awakening to the true nature of who we are. So I want to thank you so much for being with us tonight. Well, I love the film. And again, it's wakeupthefilm.com. And thank you for providing us with this story, Jonas. And I really wish you the best, and you and Mara, many, many angel blessings in this new journey ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. We greatly appreciate it, and we hope to see you soon.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
All right, good night. Bye-bye.
So for our listeners out there, we still have a few minutes, and if anybody wants to call in, you are welcome to do that. I could give you a small angel message. If not, I just want to emphasize on what the angels have been saying for this new year, you know, that we still are in the spirit of light. And as maybe you were listening to Jonas, that we can all, you know, awaken to our own reality, to that light, to that love. We are all connected. And angels, which I love angels and archangels, and I have always, you know, tried to express their purposes to be with us and to help us on our life journey. You know, their guidance is very true. They are very loving. They are our real spiritual partners. So again, joyfully ask them to be with you. You know, they provide us direction for our highest good. And they strengthen that bond of love with God, with the divine source. And again, you know, when we ask the angels to be with us, they respond immediately because they want to be with us. You know, it's like they're just waiting for us to ask. I wanted to maybe go through a small meditation. We can do that if there are listeners out there. If not, it will still help. So before we go, we can do a very small meditation if you're listening and if you would like. This is called I Am One with the Light of God. So you can close your eyes. Excuse me. And you sit just comfortably in your chair. Or you can lie down, however you desire. You're breathing deeply. Breathing in the love and breathing out the fear. You're relaxing. And as you enter this small meditation of light, visualize a beautiful ball of white light. This is a powerful field of white light. And remember that the white light always protects us. It radiates love. And it's parallel to the energy of the angels. So now you can see yourself surrounded by angel beings. With every breath you are breathing in this beautiful bright light of the angels. As your body fills with this light, you visualize a bright, rich gold light. This light is going through all your being, through your lungs, through all your body, your arms, your stomach, your legs, your feet. You are filled with the light. The light expands around you. As you inhale and you exhale the golden light, you are to decree, I am awakening to the truth that God is shining in me always. I am one with all life and with all the angelic presence. God shines in me through intelligence and wisdom. I am open to God's radiant light, and all my thoughts of doubt and darkness dissolve. My thoughts are transformed into creativity, imagination, and love. God shines in me as divine love. I open my heart to God's infinite love, and all feelings of fear, hate, and resentment vanish. God shines in my body, and all tension, stress, and disease, and disharmony are transmuted into energy and strength and vibrant health. I am whole, strong, and as free as God created me. God, this divine life force, shines in all my affairs and activities. My life is in divine order. All illusion of lack and balance is replaced by abundance, harmony, and joy. God shines through my mind, my heart, my body, and my life. I am a shining one because I am one with the light of God. Now you can gently return your consciousness back to the room and to your present surroundings. You can always use this small meditation to surround yourself with the light of God and of the angels. Well, I think we have one caller. Let me take that. Anne, are you there?
Hi, Linda. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne from Minneapolis.
Yes.
Hello. What's your question tonight?
Well, I enjoyed listening to your guest, and I was wondering if the angels had a message for me for the new year.
Okay. Let me see what comes out for you. Okay, Anne. Well, the first thing that comes out is that there are positive changes going on, definitely, in your life. I have the Archangel Ariel, Ariel is a very strong archangel. I want to emphasize this, the strength that she has, because she's like the feminine counterpart of Archangel Michael. And she is saying right now that you are ready to spread your wings in whatever project you've been thinking of. There is so a few challenges you've been through, of course, but this is a new time to look at this in a different way. You know, your mind sometimes thinks in one way, but your heart is going to feel the truth. So she wants to guide you, and she's saying that she is guiding you through this different timing in your life. It's a new project. It's something new that you've always wanted. It's a positive change, and the timing is perfect. It's perfect. You're ready to do this. Have you been thinking of doing something new?
Well, I can't really think of anything specific, but I suppose if I give it a little time, I'll think of it.
How about in your spiritual practice? Have you been doing something different?
I have been trying more, yeah, and focusing more.
Okay. I feel that there's a lot of work. There's not a lot, but some work that you have to do, meditation, prayer. You know, the angels are reminding you that when you elevate your frequency, it's much more easier to be on that spiritual path. And for you, you'll have so much more help when you meditate. There's also, have you heard of Saint Germain?
Yes.
Saint Germain is working with you too. He comes out very strongly right now. I feel him. There's a lot of purple light around you. And he is saying that he's working magic with you. So that's a very positive change too. You know, Saint Germain is the ascended master that also works with Archangel Michael to help release any negativity around you, to transmute, you know, negativity into positive things. So when the positive change came in first, that's what I'm feeling that's going on. So Saint Germain is definitely involved with you right now, taking action. And there's one more Archangel Raphael wants you to keep up a healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
So eating well, getting enough sleep, and exercising regularly. Doesn't have to be all the time, but maybe two or three times a week walking. But mostly he wants you to eat much more healthier.
Okay.
And that is what is coming out strongly for you.
Oh, well, very interesting. Thank you.
Is that helpful?
It is very helpful.
Okay, Anne. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, too.
Bye.
Goodbye. So, yes, again, you know, angels always have these wonderful messages for us. And as I was telling Anne, if we practice our meditation, our prayers, or just around it, you know, with that light, is something that really will help us in our daily life. You know, I've always tried to remind our listener, and I've talked about this last year, about, you know, elevating our frequency, practicing prayer, practicing meditation, working with the angels and the archangels with their light. Each archangel has a different light. In our following programs, I will be talking more about that, about the different lights that the angels work with, the different rays, you know, that Saint Germain and Michael and Zadkiel work with the violet flame, which is the seventh ray. And it's a very powerful ray, which works with transmuting and transforming negativity into positive. So, again, I will be closing for tonight, and I want you all just to know that being in the light of God is always very inspiring. It encourages us. We feel safer. We feel protected. Just even asking Michael to be with you is feeling that angelic presence, which helps us, you know, move into our life easier, helps us to get up at a different in a different mood, and just to go on your day is just so helpful. So I want to wish you all again a very happy new year. And until next time, may God and angels bring you many gifts of hope and love and peace, and that they strengthen the divine light within you always. Angel blessings. Good night.